This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
You're listening to WBEZ. The alleged gunman responsible for the July 4th shooting in North Suburban Highland Park is due in Lake County Court this morning. Authorities say Robert Cremo III was responsible for killing seven people and wounding dozens more with a high-powered rifle. But questions remain as to why Cremo was allowed to possess the gun in the first place. WBEZ's Patrick Smith reports.
Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhardt says at the court hearing today, they will ask the judge to hold Cremo without bail while he awaits trial. Reinhardt says they are charging the 21-year-old Highwood resident with one count of murder for each person killed in the shooting.
There will be dozens of more charges against Mr. Cremo, but these seven counts of first-degree murder will lead to a mandatory life sentence should he be convicted without the possibility of parole.
Genevieve Saget was at the parade Monday morning with her family when Cremo allegedly climbed up a fire escape disguised in women's clothing and unloaded 70 bullets from a high-powered AR-15-style rifle into the crowd below.
I think we're shaken to the core. My kids, they're telling me they're okay, but as I'm watching their behavior and just kind of keeping track, I can see little things that kind of have them on edge.
Alexandra Muller was in the same grade as Cremo and went to Highland Park High School with him until he left the school after their sophomore year, she says.
Everything that's happened, the way that our town has changed forever, is all because of him. But I hate that his name is everywhere. I hate that his face is everywhere.
Muller wasn't close to Cremo. She says no one really was. She remembers him as cold, negative, and resistant to teachers who tried to help him in school.
Even when I heard that there were rumors going around that it was him, I told people to stop saying that because it seemed like it was too obvious, too on brand.
Charlotte Banks says she was in a small church group with Cremo for the past 4 years or so. She says he never really opened up to her much, but she felt there was something inside of him looking for connection.
I saw him Thursday night and I saw him Sunday morning at the church. And I asked him, hey, Bobby, what do you have going on for the weekend? Do you like to celebrate 4th of July? Or, you know, what's going on? And he really just said, no, he didn't really have any plans or anything.
Many in Highland Park are calling for an outright statewide ban on assault rifles following Monday's shooting. The weapons are already prohibited in Highland Park, but Cremo was able to purchase two of them legally elsewhere in Illinois. There are questions about whether already existing laws should have prevented Cremo from buying his guns in the first place. In September 2019, police were called on Cremo, according to police spokesman Christopher Covelli.
A family member reported that Cremo said he was going to kill everyone, and Cremo had a collection of knives. The police removed 16 knives, a dagger, and a sword from Cremo's home. At that time, there was no probable cause to arrest. There were no complaints that were signed by any of the victims.
3 months later, in December 2019, Cremo applied for an Illinois gun permit. Because he was only 19, he wasn't eligible to get one without a parent's help. Despite that September 2019 incident and an earlier call to authorities regarding a suicide attempt, Cremo's father sponsored the application, according to state police. State police had been notified about the September 2019 call, but still, a spokesperson says there was insufficient basis to establish a clear and present danger at the time of the application, so the permit was approved. Cremo went on to buy at least four guns in Illinois using that permit, according to records from the state police, including the high-powered gun he allegedly used on Monday. An attorney for Cremo says he was contacted by the suspect's family on Monday evening, but so far has only spoken to him on the phone for about 10 minutes. Cremo's attorney declined to comment until after today's hearing. Patrick Smith, WBEZ News.